Practice Test 7. Listening. Part 1. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures. Circle the correct answers. Here is an example.
Is everything ready for the party tonight?
It will be once I've finished putting these candles on the cake.
So the decorations are up in the family room?
Sure. I just finished blowing up the balloons.
What is the man doing at the moment? The correct answer is A. You will hear each conversation only once. The conversations will not be repeated. Please be very quiet and listen carefully. You should circle A, B, or C. There are 30 questions in Part 1. Do you have any questions before you begin? Number 1.
I put all the letters into envelopes. What shall I do with them now?
Hand them over to Mary in reception. She'll see to it that they get mailed.
Okay.
What is he going to do next? Number 2.
I could use some exercise after that meal. Do you want to go for a walk?
No way. It's much too cold out.
That's too bad. I guess I'll have to go on my own then.
What is he going to do? Number 3.
What are you looking for?
My iPod. It's not on my desk.
I thought I saw it on the bookshelf. Or it could be on your night table.
I already checked there.
Where didn't he look? Number 4.
Whoa, this grocery bill is much higher than I expected.
If you don't have enough cash on you, I can pay by credit card.
I left my checkbook at the office, so okay.
How will they pay? Number 5.
By the way, my dentist appointment's been changed to 3 o'clock.
Oh, so will we still be able to meet at 4?
Better make it half an hour later, just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
When will they meet? Number 6.
Did you see that? He was going fast.
Maybe he's trying to make a flight. The airport's a mile or two up ahead.
Better to miss the plane than end up in the hospital.
Where are they now? Number 7.
Sorry to bother you, but the client's home address isn't on this order form.
Well, as long as it has his business address and a phone number, it doesn't matter.
Well, okay then.
Which is the form? Number 8.
Hey, Kelly, why the long face?
Oh, the concert I wanted to go to tonight is sold out.
Why not come to the movies with me instead?
I'd love to, but I just agreed to work late.
Where will she be this evening? Number 9.
Did I tell you I'm spending the holidays in Vancouver? I'm leaving tomorrow.
What time's your flight?
Well, actually, I'm going to take the bus this time. It'll be cheaper, and of course, it's easier than driving there myself.
How is she going to get to Vancouver? Number 10.
What you gonna do about this box of magazines in the hall? You can't leave them here forever.
I know that. Susan's supposed to be coming around to pick them up later today.
Why don't I just drop them off at her place on the way to the office then?
Good idea.
What is going to happen? Number 11.
Here, I made us some fresh juice.
But I'm allergic to oranges.
Don't worry, this is peach. I usually add a little apple juice, but I didn't this time.
Oh, I don't have a problem with apples.
What is the juice made of? Number 12.
I still have a lot to do to get ready for my flight.
Can I help? I can help you pack if you want.
That's taken care of, but you could get my briefcase from the closet so that I can put my passport and papers in it.
What is she going to do? Number 13.
Why are you wearing that heavy coat? It's not that cold out.
Isn't it? In that case, I'll just wear a jacket.
I'd choose one with a hood, just in case it gets cooler.
Okay.
What is he going to put on? Number 14.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just want this candy bar, please. Oh, and can I get a copy of the Herald, please?
Sorry, we're all out. We have other papers, though.
Oh, no, that's all right.
What is she going to buy? Number 15.
Hi, did you have a good day at school?
Terrible. I had a 2-hour math test, and then if that wasn't enough, we had an English quiz. At least history was better. We saw a movie.
Which class did he enjoy? Number 16.
Aren't we going to have breakfast this morning? I've been sitting here for 15 minutes and it's already 8.
Well, I was waiting for Stephen to come down, but we may as well go ahead and get started without him.
Good. I'm pretty hungry.
I knew there was a reason I married you, dear.
When did the man sit down? Number 17.
You're playing golf tomorrow, Steve?
Nope. I was going to go horseback riding with Jane, but she just canceled on me.
Oh, so you'll be going alone then?
That wouldn't be any fun. I'll probably just stay home and catch up with my chores.
How did he originally plan to spend the day? Number 18.
Did you phone the travel agency yet?
I was on the internet and I realized it would be much cheaper to book our vacation online.
Well, I'd prefer to use the travel agency.
I know, but I'm gonna try it my way this time.
How will she book their vacation? Number 19.
Hey, Tom. Have you seen this advertisement for a new gym downtown?
Yeah, I already joined. I can give you their number.
Thanks, but I'll stop by there tomorrow to see what it's like.
I think you'll be impressed. It's even got its own health food cafe.
What will she do tomorrow? Number 20.
Hi, Teresa. How are things with you?
Not so great, I'm afraid. My apartment was broken into yesterday.
Oh, no. They didn't take your new computer, did they?
Just the TV. Oh, and some jewelry.
What bad luck.
What was not stolen? Number 21.
Ugh, there's no sugar in this coffee.
But I put in one spoonful, just like you said.
Well, it's not sweet enough. I'll have to put in another.
How much sugar did he put in her coffee? Number 22.
I bought this new coffee pot, but I don't know where to put it.
Why not put it in that cabinet?
It doesn't fit. I guess I'll just have to keep it here next to the microwave for now.
What about on that shelf?
Oh, it'd be too hard to reach.
Where is he going to put the coffee pot? Number 23.
I just saw Ron Lewis walking down Main Street.
Oh, yes. He's been up and around for a week now. Where was he headed?
To the mall, I think.
That's right. His brother owns a store there.
Where was Ron last week? Number 24.
Do you know what's wrong with the electricity? The TV keeps flickering.
They're changing some wiring in the building. Last week a pipe burst, and we didn't have any water for a few hours.
No, I was afraid it was because I hadn't paid the bill yet.
Why are the lights not working? Number 25.
Hey, look! That cushion will go great on our new sofa, don't you think?
Well, I'm not that wild about stripes.
I'm talking about the plain one next to the one with the polka dots.
Oh, it's okay.
Which kind of cushion do they both like? Number 26.
Hey, you can't leave that there. You're blocking my driveway.
But I can't find anywhere else to park.
Well, there's always the parking lot near the mall.
What is happening? Number 27.
Oh no, we're out of shampoo.
But I bought some yesterday. It's in the bathroom next to the shower gel.
All I can see in there is hair conditioner and shower gel.
Oh, shoot. I must have picked up the wrong bottle.
What is in the bathroom? Number 28.
Do you know where the nearest drugstore is?
Well, the one next to the hairdressers on Main Street is closed today. But there's one opposite the library downtown.
I'll go there then. Thanks.
Where will he go? Number 29.
Darn, I can't find my passport.
Isn't it in your purse along with your plane ticket?
Well, that's what I thought, but the only other thing in there is my driver's license.
No chance of getting on board with that.
What is not in her purse? Number 30.
How come you didn't mail these letters yet?
Well, I forgot to take them with me when I went to the grocery store. Why don't you stop by the post office on the way to the bank?
I guess I'll have to.
Where is he going to go first?